The passage reading is the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 25 and 26. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? The senior pastor will deliver the message with the title, Resurrection. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, and the local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday School and GCN and Mamin TV viewing audiences, let us congratulate the resurrection of the Lord. For the newcomers and new believers, it might be something unfamiliar to congratulate one another with the Easter greetings. But Easter is truly a festivity of blessing which all believers celebrate. It's because we have gained eternal life and hope of heaven through the resurrection of the Lord. What a happy thing this is! Resurrection is also the best of all gifts for all the believers on earth. It has a very important meaning. But the meaning contained in the resurrection is not just eternal life and heaven. In this message, I will talk to you about the three important meanings of the resurrection. Imagine you have a very precious gemstone. And one day, a gemologist tells you how precious that gemstone really is. The value was much more than what you imagined. Then you should have even greater joy in possessing that gemstone. Now you have received such a precious gift. It is called resurrection. If you realize how precious it is, you will have greater joy and hope of resurrection. At this time, I hope you will realize deep inside your heart the meaning of resurrection and give thanks and glory to God the Father who has given us the hope of resurrection. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, other than eternal life and heaven, what meanings does the resurrection have? First, the resurrection represents the power which pertains to the Father God alone. Nobody in this world can revive a dead person. Recently, scientists and medical doctors anticipate that human cloning will be possible in the near future. As science and medical science develop so much, some people come to think that human beings may one day be able to control life and death. But since the Friday Olight service, from the forthcoming Friday Olight service, you listen about the seed of life, but no matter how science develops, man will never be able to clone human beings. Of course, we may be able to clone the shape itself, but we cannot clone the life itself. We cannot clone the spirit. But what is the reality? Even with the most sophisticated medical science and equipment, nobody can revive the dead. So they try to live longer. They try all the methods to extend their lives. Here, to revive a dead person does not refer to bringing back to life somebody who is momentarily dead through methods like CPR. Jesus revived Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days. When he commanded towards the grave, Lazarus come out, the decaying body with foul odor was brought back to life. Namely, Jesus revived each of the cells that had stopped metabolism and decayed. It should have been impossible to revive such cells. This is something that is impossible with human power. And recently, partially, I witnessed God's power reviving these dead cells and tissues. But it is possible for God. In Ezekiel chapter 37, God showed Ezekiel the vision of dry bones coming back to life. In the vision, God had Ezekiel proclaim the word of God to the dry bones as follows. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 6 says, I will put sinews on you, make flesh grow back on you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, that you may come alive, and you will know that I am the Lord. When Ezekiel prophesied the word of God to the dry bones, the bones began to move, and each joint came together, and the bones were connected. The sinews were made on the bones, and the flesh grew back, and they were covered with skin. But it didn't mean the bones were alive yet. When Ezekiel prophesied the word of God by telling the breath of life to come into the dead man and let him live, the breath of life actually went into the body. Then the bodies were alive, and they formed a great army. Of course, it was symbolism revealed in a vision to show that Israel, which had been destroyed by Gentile countries, would later be reconstructed. But here, we can understand the power of God who can make the impossible things possible. When the Lord comes back in the air, the resurrection will actually take place. In fact, something more amazing will take place. The scene is well described in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. It says, For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord. We'll be caught up into the clouds. You've watched those clouds coming out and going in, so we can be pulled into the among the clouds into the second heaven, which is in the spiritual realm, and we'll be with the Lord there. The dead in Christ means those who died while believing in the Lord. Some of them died hundreds of or even thousands of years ago. The human body will completely decay just in a couple of decades. So, when the Lord comes back in the air, not even dry bones, but completely decayed bodies will revive. The form of the body will be recovered, and the spirit, which is the owner of the body, will combine with the body. What is more amazing is that the body that is revived at this moment can be caught up into the air and also can stay in the second heaven where the seven-year wedding banquet will be held. Namely, the body that is made from the dust of the ground will change into a spiritual body that can go into the spiritual space. And God is the one who does all these things with His power that created all things in heaven and on the earth. With this power, God revived Jesus who had been crucified, and He recorded the history of the resurrected Lord in the Bible, so we can understand the characteristics of the resurrected body. He showed us the evidence of resurrection, so the believers can really believe the resurrection did take place. Furthermore, God the Father is showing us the works of His power even today, so we can believe in the resurrection. For example, He created the new skin to replace that which had been totally burned. He revived the nerves that had been completely deadened. So many people came to see, hear, and walk again by the power of God. Even those people who stopped breathing completely and their bodies had become stiffened came back to life again. He showed us countless evidences that we cannot doubt at all. God will show us more works of His power through this church to prove that the work of resurrection is true. He will show to the world that God the Creator, who can revive the dead, is really living. He has already shown us enough evidences to believe, but there are people who still doubt, for this age is full of sins. When Lazarus died of a disease, one person said, "Could not this man, who opened the eyes of the blind man, have kept this man from dying?" Even after seeing the great sign of making the blind see again, there were people who couldn't believe Jesus' power completely. So Jesus showed a greater work of power by reviving a dead person. This is the heart of the Lord and the Father God. He wants even just one more soul to have true faith and receive salvation. Resurrection can be done only by the powerful God in whom we believe. I pray in the name of the Lord that whenever we remember the resurrection of the Lord and whenever we see powerful works, our faith in resurrection and the hope of heaven will increase. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what does resurrection represent? Secondly, resurrection represents the glory that God gives to us. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 16 says, "Who alone possesses immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen." God the Father is a precious being. He exists from eternity through eternity, and He dwells in the light that is unapproachable for man of flesh. God has no darkness at all, and the space in which He dwells is a space of beautiful lights. It is such beautiful and mysterious place beyond description. God rules over the whole universe, dwelling in that spiritual space. He is worthy to receive all glory. But God the Father wanted to share this glory with us, rather than enjoying it all by Himself. He planned for human cultivation so that we can also dwell in the space of beautiful lights eternally without dying forever. God created the first man Adam as a living spirit, and He set him in the Garden of Eden to live, which is in a spiritual space. But the life in the Garden of Eden could not give man the complete glory that God wanted to give to us. Complete glory means, He wouldn't have had placed the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God the Father wanted Adam to dwell in the space of light where God was dwelling and share love with him. Adam experienced the relativity of things only after he had committed sin. Then he came to enjoy eternal happiness in heaven after he came forth as a child who understands God's love. Heaven is completely different from the Garden of Eden in its dimension. But in heaven also, there are different glories. Beginning with the paradise, there are first, second, and third kingdoms of heaven and New Jerusalem. The glory that God the Father wants to ultimately give to us is the glory of New Jerusalem. He wants to lead us to the place that has more beautiful and greater glory and honor. So, God sent to us His one and only Son, Jesus, and He also sent the Holy Spirit without hesitation. He redeemed us from our sins through Jesus' blood, and He gave us the glory never to die. And even if we die, He allowed for us to live again if we just believe in the Lord. What a great honor it is for a dead body to come back to life again. Also, those who believe in the Lord and are living will put on spiritual bodies without seeing death and be caught up to the spiritual space alive. How glorious it'll be for a perishing body to change into an imperishable and spiritual body. Moreover, when we go into heaven in the spiritual realm, we will enjoy the magnificence and beauty of the spiritual realm, sharing our love with God. So how good our Father God is. God the Father blessed us in a way that we can enjoy such heavenly glory on this earth as well to some extent. To the extent that we dwell in the light, namely in the truth, He lets us realize and experience the things that can take place only in the space of God's light. So you will listen, you will hear about the seed of life from the forthcoming Friday online service, and you will understand how much blessing God has given to us. And you will understand how to keep the youth. God wants us to keep our youth. He made us that way. But because we don't dwell in the light, because we live in darkness, we age. We become old. And even after we aged, God wants us to recover the youth. He wants us to be rejuvenated. So you'll understand how we can be rejuvenated. If you understand these things, you don't have reason to become, to be aging. You only have to rejuvenate. And we can actually do it. So so many troubles will disappear. And you will be able to resolve the fundamental problems. You will understand how to resolve those problems. And also, the problem with poverty. You will have the answers to all these problems. But the problem is, even though I give you answers, if you don't practice the word, it's of no use. And God has given us so many evidences that all these words are true. But if you just hear and do not practice it, it's useless. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3 says, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know." When our church believed in God's promise and prayed to Him, He showed us the secret things, the spiritual things. Even now He is showing us spiritual things in more depth. And He told us about the things of the spiritual realm in detail. He always lets us experience the amazing power of God. He also lets us manifest the amazing power of God. So you already learned how to manifest the power of God, and if you just do it, you can perform the power of God too. John 14:12 says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. and greater works than these he will do. And this verse is being realized today. As the end is drawing near, God the Creator is being preached to numerous souls through these works of God. Those who are going towards death are receiving salvation, and we are giving God all the glory. Once God receives glory, then He wants to share His glory with His children. He wants us to get into glorious positions, shining like the sun, not just on this earth, but also in heaven. He desires it more than we do. Jesus said in John 13:32, if God is glorified in Him, God will also glorify Him in Himself, and will glorify Him immediately. Which means God doesn't want to receive all the glory all by Himself. If He receives glory, He gives the glory back to the one who gives Him glory. So for example, if we are healed and we testify of our healing, then it is to give glory to God. Then it will be our heavenly reward. And also, to the extent that we give Him glory, God will also give us the glory back. But some people, even after they are healed, they don't give testimony. They say they are shy. It's a shameful part of the body. A couple, there was a married couple, both of them were healed of AIDS immediately. But they say, they don't want to reveal it. If it is known to their workplace, their company, it might be a trouble for them. They didn't want it to be revealed. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will participate not only in the glory of resurrection, but also in the glory shining like the sun. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, thirdly, the resurrection represents the great love of God the Father. We were such people who couldn't even imagine living in heaven. Once our lives on earth were over, our bodies would have become dust of the ground, and we were destined to be thrown into the eternal fire of hell. But now we can enjoy a happy life in heaven eternally. It's because God the Father gave His one and only Son, Jesus, over to death. Jesus, who is God in origin, did not have any reason to take on a human body or to suffer death. But He submitted to all the sacrifices to save us from death. He was killed miserably on the cross. But because He did not have any sin, He was resurrected by the power of God. Yesterday, you watched the scourging and sufferings of Jesus. And you also saw the resurrection of Jesus in the play. John chapter 11, verses 25 to 26 says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in Me will live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in Me will never die. Through His resurrection, He gave us the hope to have spiritual bodies and to go into the eternal kingdom of heaven. And all this is the great love of God the Father. God the Father adopted the enemies who killed His only begotten Son, Jesus, as sons. He washed their sin-stained hearts and bodies with the blood of His Son. As you listen to such things, you should be touched. You should have the You should have so much emotions, feeling the love of God. We have to think about the sufferings and the punishments that Jesus received. And we should also think about how come we don't love Him so much, and how come we are still committing sins that God hates so much. If we have just a little bit of conscience, we have to feel something like this. And we must never commit the same sin again. And you know, you already heard in so much detail what kind of consequences that you will have after committing sins. If you commit sins leading to death, things don't just go well. There might be diseases. You have to suffer so much in heart and body. He washed their sin-stained hearts and bodies with the blood of His Son. Then He allowed them to call Him Abba Father, the God who is so great, beautiful, and good. He also gave us beautiful dwelling places so we can have eternal rest. Just like the parents decorate the room of their children, He is preparing our dwelling places that are filled with the things that we want. Not just the second heaven where the seven-year wedding banquet will be held, but also the fourth heaven where God dwells, and the third heaven, which is the kingdom of heaven, are all mysterious and glorious places. Before, we could not go into these spaces or live there. But when the time comes, God will clothe us with a spiritual body and white linen and lead us to the wedding banquet. God gave the breath of life to Adam and he became a living spirit. But because he sinned, he was driven out to this earth, so he was no more a living spirit. But this dead spirit, so he became dead spirit, and to revive this dead spirit, God gave out His Son, His only Son Jesus, to be crucified, to revive us again, to revive this dead spirit again. In order to do this, God had to redeem us from our sins, and for this, He sent Jesus to this earth, and He let Him go the way of sufferings of the cross. You always hear it. You can never say you never know it, never knew it, because you've listened to so many sermons, and I have shown you so many evidences that the Bible is true. But if you still live in darkness, when I see those who still live in darkness, who don't obey the word, I feel so sorry and pitiful. There is eternal life. There is a blessing. And why should they live such a hard life? They can live a happy life with the blessings and health without having to face disastrous things. And I'm teaching you such ways again and again. But there are people who don't circumcise their hearts. Of course, there are people who are faithful to the kingdom of God, but if they don't circumcise their heart, they have nothing to do with God. We have to circumcise our heart and cast away sins and evil and go into spirit and become sanctified more and more. This is the living children of God, not the dead ones who belong to the devil. We have to have a life in faith with life in it. If you say we believe and have a dead faith, it's not right. So when the time comes, God will clothe us with a spiritual body and white linen and lead us to the wedding banquet. After the banquet and the millennium kingdom, He will lead us to the dwelling place in heaven that He prepared for us. There we will live forever, sharing our love with the triune God. In order to give us this kind of love, God the Father has been enduring, considering 1,000 years like a day and a day like 1,000 years. Resurrection is a fruit of this endurance. Just to pay back this great love, let us rid ourselves of any trace of sins which caused Jesus Christ to be crucified. In doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will be at the bosom of the Lord, having a most shining, resurrected body. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 to 6, Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. So according to the Scriptures means, in the Old Testament, there were many prophecies about Jesus Christ being crucified, and He was crucified according to those prophecies. And that He was buried and that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. After that, He appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep. So when Paul was writing this letter, most of them were still alive. Most of those who saw the resurrected Lord were still alive. But some of them had fallen asleep. So the Bible says those believers who die, the Bible says they are asleep because they are not dead spiritually. They are not dead. Their bodies died, but their bodies will resurrect into a spiritual body, and they will live forever. So that's why it says they are asleep. As said, so many people witnessed the Lord who has died and resurrected. The disciples spread this news to Judea, Samaria, Asia Minor, and Rome, and later, so many preachers spread it to the whole world. That news came all the way to us as well. And now, the news went back to the land of Israel, where the Lord resurrected, with the powerful works that confirmed the resurrection was true. In September last year, we spread the news. What was spread to 2,000 years ago? It was also spread to them last year with the signs and wonders. Through these powerful words, many more souls were reaffirmed of the resurrection of the Lord. The more you live for other souls rather than for your flesh, that will go back to a handful of dust. The firmer faith you will have on resurrection. Also, the clearer spiritual eyes you will have, so that you can see in resurrection the eternal power and divine nature of God, the glory that He will give to us, and the great love of God the Father. Spiritual eyes means there are two things in the spiritual eyes. One is to see visions, like you see a movie. But even though you don't see, the other is, even though you don't see the visions, you believe, you don't see such as spiritual things, you just believe. And you know in heart. So if you go into spirit, you cannot doubt the Bible at all. Of course you believe the Bible absolutely, but you feel and you know about the spiritual realm. As if you're seeing movie with your eyes, you know by your heart. that means your faith is will be will increase. Because you know about the spiritual realm as if you are touching it. And it is greater faith to believe without seeing it. Even if your spiritual eyes are not open, if you go into spirit, you can believe everything as if you are seeing and touching. And you cannot lie. And so you just believe everybody, those who are giving testimonies and so on. But you don't just doubt, you just believe. But they are, of course, you will have the power of discernment. I'm not saying so you just believe just everything, but you will have wisdom and discernment from above, so you will not be cheated. But you just believe. You don't doubt. What I'm saying is you don't doubt. Oh, is it really telling the truth? You don't think like this. If we realize the meanings contained in the resurrection, we cannot help but give thanks and glory to God the Father. From today, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will always give thanks and glory to God the Father in your everyday life and also in heavenly kingdom. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your grace and love. Father, let this message become faith and life. I talked about the resurrection today. Father, it is the power that pertains to the Father God alone. And it is the glory that you are giving to us. And it shows us your love towards us. Father God, when the time comes, we'll change into spiritual bodies. And we'll have the 7-year wedding banquet in the air with the Lord. And we'll have the millennium kingdom on this earth. And then after the great white throne judgment, we'll go into the eternal kingdom of heaven. Let us understand the truth properly and correctly and believe correctly. Father, thank you. And upon faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Let us pray. I'll pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God, lay your hands on them. Show your work transcending space and time. Lay your hands on the members in all churches, branch churches and local sanctuaries, and those children of God who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and all overseas pastors, missionaries, and members of more than 9,000 branch churches, and they're sent their photos and prayer requests. Lay your hands on these prayer requests. From the United States, Pastor Vitaly Fishberg, he'll preach in Church of Messiah Church, and let the meeting go well with the workers there. Yubo Favrenko, her daughter Lisa, let the white blood cell and red blood cell numbers become normal. Let the blood clot go away. Let her recover health. Kang Min-young, bless her business. And she is applying for a contest on a women's magazine. Let her get good results. George Stewart has shrinking muscles. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come, be healed. And Gina wants to recover her sight and let her be able to preach well about the power and signs and wonders of God. Burn Elizabeth has addiction to drugs, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. And Hilarion, let him cast away your violent acts. Deborah Chung of Malaysia, let the internet broadcast of the main church be more clean. Yun Bo-ki of Australia, let her sister Yun Hee-suk be healed of cerebral hemorrhage. And from Canada, Ilona Elanson has breast cancer, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. And Senior Deaconess Seo Myung-ja from Canada, let her meet with a good partner, business partner, who is a believer for her business, and give her more blessings. Let her meet a good business partner who is a believer. Maruyama Masako from Japan, her husband had a medical accident, and let the things go well with dealing with the matter. Lady Carolina of Colombia has trouble with the large intestine. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. And Alvaro and Betty from Colombia, let them be loosened by the evil spirit, loosened from the evil spirits, and let them change. And Vicky from Venezuela, let it be used as a precious servant of God. And Olivia Valdez of Mexico, osteoporosis and arthritis, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. And Aaron Octavio of Mexico, let him be faithful to the family. And from neighboring country, Joe Mamin Church, let the church revive, have revival, and let there be many workers. Missionary Zhang, let the church inspection pass that'll be held on April 6th so that they'll have the permission from the government, and let all the persecutions and disturbing works go away. Du Xianghua, let Sim Church have a revival. Yu Fei Ying has gastritis, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Chu Ui Jie, let his wife Wang Xuxia be healed of high blood pressure and blood clot in the brain. Wen Guijin, be healed by the heart disease. Let him be forgiven of the sins of burning the Bible and worshiping the idols. Li Ping, let her son Cheng Chen Wen be loosened from, be healed of the addiction to internet. And let her husband Cheng Tae Jun, let him quit the smoking and drinking and lead a good Christian life. And Wee Su Chun, headache go away, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. And let her son Shun Nian Yi be healed of gastritis. Yang Mei Ran, let her daughter-in-law who is pregnant be healthy, and let her give birth at the on the good day, on the good time. At the good time, Zhang Su, he wants to give a birth to a son, Su Wei, short-sightedness, and let her study well also. Zhai Ying and Feng Zizhen, let them get a good job. And Park Eun-myung, let her also come, let her come to Korea. Let the processes go well. Liu Li Chong, let give him the power to preach the word. Zhang Huimin, Huang Tingting, let them be healthy in body and spirit, and let them study well. Xu Xiangli, Len Ai Xu, Lin Xiaojin, Huang Zhuxiang, Zhong Zhongzhang, Zhan Wenjin, let their families be evangelized, and let them go into spirit, and let them repent of idolatry that has been coming down from their ancestors. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit, light come. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit, light come. Father, thank you. Lay your hands all on all the members on their heads from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Make them clean and healthy. Let their eyes see well. Let their ears hear well. Let the ringing in the ear go away. Father, make all their internal organs healthy, be healthy and clean. All skin diseases, go away. Light come. All itchiness, go away. last stage and final stage cancers go away. Breast cancer go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Go away. Light come. All roots of the cancers go away. The tumor in uterine tumor go away. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let the power drive away all the herniated discs. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Diabetes, high blood pressure, go away. Loosen the paralysis and make everything prosperous for them throughout this week. Let them lend but not borrow. And protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles. And let them make no mistakes while driving. And surround them with the original lights. Father, give them peace throughout this week. Give us the hope of resurrection. Give us the faith of resurrection and protect them throughout this week. In all respects, Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.